This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, August 4th, 2019. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. I'm live in studio waiting to take your calls on your health. Anything that you have a problem with, you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things that really haven't worked really well. Well, here's an opportunity. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you, see what we can do to help you out. You know, it's a really sad state of affairs when we're taught to fix the symptom and not worry about the underlying why is that, the cause of the situation. And when we do that, problems continue to perpetuate themselves. They get worse over time. They cause the body to degenerate and break down. You know, we have to look at the body and kind of tear it apart. And we have to look at the way it really is. It, and how it evolves and the way that it controls things. We're talking about brain-body function. Your brain is the computer system. The body is nothing more than an external representation of what the nervous system says it is and tells it to do. So what does that have to do with anything? Well, the problem is that like a car, you can have the best gas and you can do all kinds of things to tune it up. But if that electrical system is not working the way it's supposed to, for whatever reason, the car is not turning over and it's going to spitter and spark and just kind of crash. Well, the body's just like that. And that computer, that brain, spinal cord, 31 pairs of nerves that come off the spine, the 12 cranial nerves are all about how you run. And we're going to talk about that intimately today. And it's the topic of our program, our in-house program, this Wednesday evening, August the 7th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. And in studio, my guest today and your host this coming Wednesday evening, Dr. Jerry Cowart. Dr. Cowart, welcome again. This is the second time you've had the opportunity to sit in hats, I mean, on the program.
Hi, yes, thank you for having me. It's good to be back again.
It's always a pleasure to have smart people sitting here with me that I can, you know, begin to go back and forth with. You know, this is a subject that I can say that I was teethed on, if you will, for the last 43 years of my professional career. And understanding that when the nervous system is impaired, things don't work the way they're supposed to. You know, let's talk a little bit about what that brain-body function pattern really means and, you know, what we can expect. I'm going to ask you some things later on in the program relative to fixing stuff. But, you know, what are we talking about? Brain-body function. Fill us in.
Yeah, so basically that brain-body function is the disconnect between that computer system that you were talking about, that central nervous system, if you will, the brain, spinal cord, all that, and to the rest of the body, everything that it'll go to, everything that it controls. And whether it be a disconnect or a complete connect, of how it controls, for sure.
So brain body function. Brain is the computer system. Body is the, you know, the periphery. You know, it's like our electrical system coming into the house and it's working the television, it's working the refrigerator, it's working the lights and so forth. And sometimes in our medical world, as we've been taught to look at things compartmentally, if you will, or symptomologically, if the refrigerator goes out, you know, we're going to try to fix the refrigerator and maybe look at the plug into the wall and so forth and say, oh my God, maybe the refrigerator blew a fuse, instead of looking at the central system, going to the switchboard, if you will, to find out why that takes place. That's what we're talking about, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Sure. Absolutely. If there is a breakdown, say, in your hand, there could be a problem in that hand for sure. And it's valid to be looking at it. However, we know that the nervous system, the part of the nervous system that would control the nerves and the muscles and everything going to the hand, stems from the neck or it could be even further up, going from brain and the spinal cord itself. So you really do have to look at the body at its complete picture, as opposed to just in its individual parts.
So in today's world, somebody has a headache, somebody has low back pain, somebody has a foot and ankle problem, somebody has a knee problem. We have a tendency to want to look locally. We want to say, okay, let's see what's going on with that shoulder. Oh my gosh, there's a little bit of a torn rotator cuff, or, you know, we have a little tear in the meniscus, or, you know, we have a migraine headache. All of those things describe the symptom process, what's happened to it. But we're not talking about the triggers. We're not talking about the further in central organizing factor called the brain, the spinal cord, and why that is amiss. So, as we go down that trail, let's talk about that, because, you know, we have listeners out there that have hurt themselves this summer playing golf, and the people who have hurt themselves in the tennis court, or just out running or walking or climbing or jogging and things of that nature, or just, you know, working in the garden where they haven't done that all year long. And they wonder why they're sore and why they're hurting. Often, more than not, it goes more central, correct? It goes more to the central nervous system, just like the central CPU system of a computer.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're breaking down at the very beginning, you know, if there's an initial injury that happened, or you're exposed to something or whatever, if you're not correcting those as it starts, you'll start to have a breakdown in your central part of your body, the brain, the spinal cord, and it can be expressing itself outward into that low back, the stiffness, the ankle pain, that sort of deal.
So you have this nervous system. You have this brain, spinal cord. You have 31 pairs of nerves. Interestingly enough, these nerves bifurcate. They divide. One branch goes to organ. Another branch goes to muscle.
Right.
So we're talking about a primary irritation of something along that pathway,
right,
either directly to the cord itself, or in as it exits and becomes the peripheral system, or in central system into the brain. So when, if we're acknowledging that's true, then there's an underlying something. You know, we look at structural, chemical, emotional in our office, but there's an underlying something. Obviously, we're talking about the structural components that's triggering this whole scenario that is maybe subtle, insidious, and culpable in what we're talking about. For our listeners, what can we define that as being?
So we would call that in our world the spinal subluxation, if you will. Subluxation doesn't have to be limited to the spine, but it oftentimes there is issues, the spinal subluxation going on in the spine. And that's that tiny misalignment going on between the spinal vertebra or in any joint, really.
So a subluxation, you're saying, is a small off-centering of the bones.
Correct.
Of the spinal column or the skull.
Correct.
Or the pelvis.
Correct.
Okay. And in a way that, if I'm understanding this properly, is causing a neurological irritation, insult. And so from that point downstream, if you will, to the target that we talked about, now there's a weakening or there's a pain pattern. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So with these spinal subluxations, like we said, there's that small misalignment happening. You have your nervous system that are going through the spine, exiting out, that are traveling throughout the body. Those misalignments can have an effect directly on that nerve that's exiting, or it can have an effect on the nervous system going upstream, depending on how long it's been, how it's misaligned, dealing with that.
So, Dr. Cower, patient comes in and says, you know, you're telling me I've got this spinal subluxation thing, and that it's causing, you know, my hip pain or my ankle pain, or it's giving my migraine headaches. Why isn't that I've been told this before? Why hasn't my doctor told me that I have this thing called subluxation? Are you making it up?
No, definitely not. There's definitely studies, and you can do hours of Google searches finding the studies. The problem is that a lot of times you don't necessarily know that you even have them, because the way your nervous system works, you may have that misalignment before you even start to have a pain pattern. And before you have a pain pattern, oftentimes they will even get ignored and you don't even know that you have them.
So let's talk about the subluxation again, this off-center. By the way, I'll throw this in the osteopathic profession, this term subluxation, which means small dislocation, and we're talking about a millimetric, actually, off-centering of the vertebrae, the bones of the spine or the skull or the pelvis. It's called a spinal lesion. It's essentially the same thing. But it causes, as you said, this neurological aberration, this abnormal signaling to its target. Mm-hmm. And so we have this subluxation, this spinal deviation, and it causes the body not to be able to function as it was designed. Ultimately, it begins to dampen, diminish the functional capacity of wherever that signal is going to, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so with a subluxation, what are the triggers? What causes this misalignment? Why does it exist anyway?
So, sure. The subluxation occurs by three main ways, the first being an injury. You fall down, hit your head, slip in the shower, get kicked by a horse, any kind of injury. Second thing could be diet, anything that you're eating or that you're not eating enough of. Third thing is your stress. How are you handling your stress? Your environment, work environment. We're in D.C. You know how that can go. So those three main things, if those aren't being addressed properly, they're going to manifest themselves into that spinal subluxation.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Dr. Jerry Cowart, my guest, your host this Wednesday evening at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. It's the 7th of August, 7 p.m. Join us. I think you're going to find this not only in a very information-packed evening, but one that actually could shed the light not only on pain patterns, but why you don't stay healthy. And we're going to talk about a little bit about wellness quotients and how that affects you in the second half of the program. But this subluxation, if you will, or the spinal lesion is causing an impairment of the brain communication with the body and how the body ultimately functions optimally. You know, it's Dr. Cowart, when you talk about people over time and they begin to lose their capacity for function, they, you know, not as strong as they used to be, and they're not that old. You know, we're talking about people sometimes in their 40s, their 50s. Mm-hmm. And as time progresses, they ignore the subtlety. As you said, it doesn't have to be symptomatic. It can be just right. Loss of function over time. And now they predispose themselves to injury. Mm-hmm. They predispose themselves to other things that can impair their body. But, you know, I want our listeners to remember that this vertebral subluxation, these spinal bones that are misaligned millimetrically, can not only cause pain, but they can also cause loss of internal organic function. And so let's talk about, you know, going back to that injury pattern. We've got about a minute or so before we have to take a break. Mm-hmm. You said, you know, you listed a whole bunch of traumatic stuff, but the fact is there's minimal injury as well that can cause it.
Absolutely.
Like?
So say your desk jockeys, if you will, people who have the cubicle office work. If you're squared off at your keyboard, you're typing, your computer is off to your left, you're constantly turning your head throughout the day. Those are the millimetric changes that can compound, just like sleeping on a pillow that may be not the appropriate height for you. That would be compounding night after night of that misalignment in that neck into the cervical vertebra.
You know, when we get back into the second half of the program, I want to talk a little bit about this vertebral challenge, the vertebral subluxation pattern that actually will cause things like vertigo, will cause things like, you know, memory pattern losses that can cause focus problems, hearing, visual, so forth. If that is a neurological centering situation, it can be a result of what we're talking about right now. We're coming up to that place where we have to take a short break. My guest in studio, Dr. Jerry Cowart, your host, your presenter, this Wednesday evening in the Fairfax office, Roselle Center for Healing, Wednesday, August 7th, 7 p.m. Join us then. All you have to do is go online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com and scroll down and say click here. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle live in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Love to talk to you. We have a very special program. We're talking about that computer that runs you, brain-body function, and all those little intimacies that go on a day-to-day basis. You know, if it weren't for your brain, if we decapitated you, nothing would work, right? You're just kind of all done. And, I mean, you flap around a little bit, but other than that, you know, it's what is what it is. But, you know, at the end of the day, in studio, Dr. Jerry Cowart, who will be your host, your presenter, this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax, August the 7th, 7 p.m. Join us. And all you have to do to register for that class is go to rosellcare.com. That's rosellcare.com. And scroll down, about halfway down, it says brain, body, function, register now, click, and we will call to reserve your seat. You know, what a beautiful way to find out why things are going bump in the night, or why you're hurting, and why you're, you know, your body doesn't work the way it's supposed to, you can't stretch the way you used to. Dr. Cowart, welcome again.
Thanks.
So let's talk a little bit more about this craziness, this spinal alignment. We said, you know, the brain's a computer system, the spine is that coaxial cable, the nerves going out to the periphery are, you know, the targeting to the different things, just like your computer does to all the devices it runs in the house. And, you know, just like Alexa and the rest of them, you can say something to it and it all works, right? So
right.
We say something to us and it works as well. So, but sometimes it doesn't work.
Correct.
And sometimes we don't feel as good as we should, and we're hurting and the like. You know, we talked a little bit about small traumas and big traumas. And let's
yes.
get a little bit more about small traumas, because the subluxation, this vertebral misalignment, can be caused by things that we're not even thinking about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point. The word subluxation, meaning that small misalignment, that millimetric misalignment, can obviously be caused by those big traumas, but also those smaller traumas that we were talking about. Of course, like we mentioned, the working at a desk, you're not squaring off to your monitor, you're constantly, your neck is constantly turning, the sleep patterns. But it could also be the constant, like if you're doing laundry, you're bending over improperly, lifting that sort of way. Any number of things. You're walking, your shoes aren't fitting proper to your feet, you're not having proper arch support, so you're constantly walking, you're having the misalignments that are going up into the spine. Any number of those small repetitive motions is really what we're talking about on that.
So, guys, listen, you know, when you step out of line, your wife gives you a crack up alongside the head. You've got to be careful because you could be subluxated at that point. Things can happen. So we have to be very, very careful and be very respectful when you're in our houses, because stuff happens. I hope Sue's not listening, because I'm going to be in real trouble. At the end of the day, look, the spinal subluxation pattern, which osteopaths call a spinal lesion, can be the beginning stages of significant health deterioration.
Right.
And it's controlled because it's blocking or interfering or dampening the signal that's coming from that central processing unit, the brain.
Absolutely.
To the periphery, right?
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And things aren't going to work the way they're supposed to.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, your brain loves movement. It absolutely loves it. It's one of its favorite things. And with those small misalignments happening in the spine, they're not moving like they're supposed to, which means your brain is not getting that proper signaling in from the rest of your body. If you're not moving, say you're overweight, you're sitting on the couch, you're not moving, or you twist, or your neck is twisting, looking at your computer monitor, and you're finally getting stuck, those different segments are losing that motion. The brain's not being fed properly.
So, you know, you made a statement earlier. I asked you what the causes of subluxation were, or spinal lesions were, and how they affect the body. And you indicated injury, you indicated diet, and you indicated stress. So here's the question. So you're saying to us that if you eat improperly, that it can cause a reflexive problem to the spinal system, causing vertebral subluxation.
Absolutely. So if you're not getting the proper nutrients into your body that you need, you'll start to have the breakdown of different vital organs, small intestine, large intestine, stomach, that sort of deal. And as you alluded to before, you have bifurcations coming out of your spine. You have one going to your muscles, you have one going to those vital organs, and they all can reflexive back together. So it's kind of the chicken or the egg on that sense. Was there an injury that caused a small misalignment that would then in turn cause something going on with those organs because they reflex? Or is it the other way around? Is there something going on with the organs because you're not eating properly that can in turn have an effect on the spinal subluxation, affecting different muscle patterns and pain patterns?
So the where is that and why is that is coming from someplace. It
Correct.
Can be a injury pattern. It can be a biochemical imbalance or exposure. And we talked about stress, which we'll get into a little bit further on. But that spinal misalignment, that subluxation, that brain-body connection, that inability for the nervous system to communicate properly, causing aberration, if you will, downstream, can actually come from an internal environmental situation.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back into the second half and some other things. Our number here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625 to register for Dr. Coward's class this Wednesday evening at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. We're coming up to the halfway point in the program. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. I am in studio. What a beautiful day outside. Hopefully that you'll have the opportunity to get out and walk around. And if you're doing that now, you're on your cell phones or you're in the car, you're listening to me, because otherwise you wouldn't hear what I just said to you. But nevertheless, seriously, have a great day. Enjoy it. It's gorgeous outside. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject you have in mind. Perhaps you've got some questions on medications that you're taking or this other problem that you might have. This is an opportunity. Give us a call. My guest in studio today is Dr. Jerry Cowart, and he is your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 7th already of August, at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax. He's going to be talking about brain-body connection, and more importantly, the impairment. What causes it not to communicate properly? Why is it that you're not walking the way you're used to? Why is it that that pain in your leg, your ankle, your knee that nobody can figure out doesn't go away, or that stiffness is just continued to manifest itself? Well, we've talked about a lot of things already, and we're going to talk about a whole lot more in the second part of this program, but we'd like to have you join us and really find out what we can do, because you know that brain is your mainframe. It controls everything, and it's very plastic. It's susceptible to its environment, and if it can't communicate, it builds up a lot of different aberration, and this is an opportunity to find out why things kind of go bump in the night. Dr. Cowart, welcome again. Let's get into the subject a little bit more. You said that what we're talking about as far as some of the impairment processes, something called a vertebral subluxation, or as the osteopaths would coin it, a spinal lesion, and it causes signaling problems from the brain to the rest of the body. But we also just as the half left, we said that the subluxation itself can cause the brain to misfire as well.
Absolutely, it can. That you're not moving, the spines are not moving, that vertebra is not moving, you're not getting that proper feedback into the brain. Your whole nervous system is just one complete loop there. And if it's not firing, you're not getting the signaling back to the brain, it's not going to be able to go back to the rest of the body, and you're just not going to be able to function optimally.
So I want to take that a little further, because you know, in the world today, that we're all talking about how the brain functions and controls virtually everything that takes place. Everybody's worried about cognitive dysfunction, the inability to remember, the ability to do things properly, the loss of tactile movement and so forth.
Right.
So this brain is protected by bones.
It sure is.
And it has a lower portion that it reaches into the spinal column, what's called the vestibular area of the brain. And these vertebrae, the top two, mm-hmm. atlas and axis, interesting, cervical one and cervical two vertebrae, are the protective elements of that initiation into the spinal cord itself.
Absolutely.
So I left the first half and I said that we're going to talk a little bit about vertigo and dizziness and, you know, that type of problem. Tell us how this takes place relative to misalignment of that lower portion of the brainstem. That brainstem is has automatic reflexes on a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
So walk us through that just a little bit.
So your brainstem houses your cranial nerves, that they're called. You alluded to them at the very beginning. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves, and they're responsible for your survival, everything that you need that's crucial to survival, that your eyesight, your balance, your everything going into the intestinal tract, everything that you need to survive, including the nerves that would be responsible for your balance, the whole vestibular system, things that if they go awry, you can get vertigo. So addressing the lower portion of the skull, your occiput, your top two spinal vertebrae, occiput, atlas, C1, C2, will have a direct effect on that brainstem, what houses those cranial nerves, everything that you need to survive. And those misalignments, those misalignments in the spine, that's not being able to move properly, not being able to give that proper feedback back into the brain, back into the brainstem, can wreak havoc on all sorts of important things and can cause vertigo, like you mentioned.
Now, the upper portion of the cervical spine, I'm going to get into this for a little bit of a reason that I'll explain later, but that also controls the blood supply to the brain, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So you have an artery that goes through the bones.
Yes, it does.
And it comes together at the base of the brain. It's called the vertebral artery.
Yes.
So is that the blood supply we're talking about, that if it's impaired, that can cause an aberration to brain function?
It absolutely can. Absolutely.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. So those... The vertebral artery goes through the bones, the top portions of the cervical spine. Any misalignment throughout that cervical spine, and obviously the closer to the brain you get, the more impact you're going to have, can definitely have an impact on that blood flow to the brain as well. So you do have to look at the entire spine, even specifically upper portion of it as well.
So that can cause dizziness.
It sure can.
So a patient who has, they move their head rapidly, not even rapidly, they just kind of turn their head and all of a sudden things start graying out a little bit. Is that one of those areas that, or one of the conditions that would be caused by that first vertebrae, the second vertebrae being out of position?
Yeah, absolutely. Because like we talked about, the artery going to it, if that bone is just slightly misaligned, you're going to have almost kind of like a kink in the system where you're not going to be able to get proper blood flow to that part of the brain that would control that. So you move the bones back into a position where they need to be, that blood flow gets to go properly to that brain system, and you're going to be able to help that vertigo, that dizziness, pretty easily with that.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Jerry Cowart. He's your host, your presenter. Coming up this Wednesday evening, August the 7th, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing, is going to be talking about this brain-body connection and what happens when it's not working properly. And, you know, unfortunately, Dr. Cowart, so many of our listeners, you know, they go into traditional allopathic community to have things diagnosed from, you know, something going wrong with their eyes or sinus pressure, particularly in the upper portion of this area. Any kind of headache, a dizziness, inability to focus, hearing loss problems, not being able to smell. All of that can come about as a result of that portion of the spine, that vestibular area, if you will, being compromised by what we're talking about, spinal lesion, vertebral subluxation. It's amazing to me. You know, a patient came in the other day and said that suddenly her tongue was going numb. And she had been to a couple of neurologists and they couldn't figure it out. There was weakness, you know, in tongue motion.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they couldn't find anything.
Right.
So what would you suspect if she came to you?
I would definitely suspect upper cervical involvement, C1, C2 possibly. I would also be looking at the occiput, which is also known as C0, if you will, because it's the base of the skull leading into the rest of that cervical spine. I would look at overall the cranial bones in general, because the tongue, the nerves that innervate the tongue, is one of those cranial nerves that we were alluding to. And they all work close together, all super related together. So that patient may also have maybe loss of smell or loss of some sort of digestive problems or things of that nature because of the close relationship to all those cranial nerves. It can have an effect on that upper cervical, lower skull portion of it.
You know, it's interesting. When you take the time, you go on the internet and you take a look at how the nervous system is really rigged and how it's wired, and you look at the brain, you look at the peripheral nerves that come out, look at the cranial nerves and how they – you know, they target everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it go through these openings in the spine. You see the spinal cord come down through the skull.
Right.
And you realize that if they move aberrantly and they put a torque or a tug on the cord, or they put a torque or a tug on the nerves in an aberrant way, now you have some sort of signaling, if you will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So not only are you able, when you have these misalignments, not only are you not able to move properly, which isn't going to send the proper information back to the brain, but you're also putting tension onto that nervous system as well. And that, too, will slow down that signaling because if you pull it tighter, it will elongate it and makes the signaling take a lot longer to process. And that's when you start getting that sluggish kind of nervous system. Things just aren't going to fire properly after that.
You know, here's a true story. You know, this woman came into the practice. This goes back about a year, year and a half ago. And she was 37, 38 at the time, okay, and suffering from all kinds of neurological aberration, balance problems, headaches, numbness, tingling in her face and her lips, and they were getting progressively worse.
Mm-hmm.
And history wasn't anything that was remarkable. I mean, you know, normal kid and really no falls or blows or injuries and so forth. But when I questioned her, I asked her a question. I said, "What was your birth like?" And she looked at me. She says, "What do you mean?" I said, was your birth normal, a normal vaginal birth? And she said, it was a vaginal birth, but I was delivered with forceps. Mm. And so, it's, you know, fortunately, they don't do as much of that anymore.
Right.
But here's an infant that's born, and the head is now being compressed and manipulated and twisted and turned in a way that at that point caused a spinal misalignment,
right,
that was silent, if you will.
Right.
And now over time, as she began to grow, it got progressively more irritating.
Yeah, and that's, I hate when I hear stories like that. But yeah, there was no initial traumas, nothing that you could really pick up, so you had to go even further back, and that's a valid point why you asked her about the birth. Someone coming through the birth canal, vaginally, everything is fine. The bones are pretty soft. They're able to move around, get through that canal pretty easily, but when you have something so forceful like the forceps, and then nothing was done to counteract that afterwards, like getting adjusted, making sure everything is structurally put back where it needs to be, make sure all your nerves are able to fire properly, that's when we start getting those silent subluxations that can in turn make the problems worse later on in life, just as you described with that patient.
My guest in studio, Dr. Jerry Cowart, your host, your presenter, this coming Wednesday, the 7th of August, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. He's going to be talking about this brain-body connection and the things that mechanically can cause it not to fire the way it's supposed to. Join us. All you have to do is go to rozellecare.com and register online, or simply go to your phone, pick it up, you know, flip phone or otherwise, and 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Let's go to the phones. John, thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Rozelle. I recently had x-rays done because my lower back was, lower spinal area was bothering me, and the diagnosis from the x-rays where they saw lesions in the bone area, and they recommended a bone scan. I'm also seeing a holistic doctor, and she, you know, I've detoxed, and they want me to do it with the injection in the morning at 10:30 and come back at 1:30 for the 45-minute scan. She recommended I don't do the injection. Because I have cancer. She thinks that the metals in the injection would not be good for me, but I'm concerned about the lesions that were shown on the bone area. And do you recommend possibly yay or nay on that bone scan and the injection?
All right, so John, let me give you some facts. There's concern with any of the contrast media. Gadolinium is one that is outlawed in Europe. It can't be used there, but they still persist in using it here in this country. Has a tremendous amount of side effects to it. They know that there, but unfortunately, this country has other agendas. Now, you know you have cancer, and so the assumption may be that the cancer may have metastasized. So that's why they want to do the scan. The other piece is that I would probably get a second opinion, given your history. I would get myself to one of the better hospitals that specialize in that. I'm going to give you a website that you can check out as well that we referred a lot of patients to. It's called BioCare, B-I-O-C-A-R-E, BioCareHospitals.com. Check it out. And then the other one is that I would call the institute in Philadelphia, American Cancer Centers. I think their number still is 1-800 for help, and ask them their opinion on that. But given your history and the fact that you're under holistic care is a good thing. There's a lot of things that you can do for yourself. But I would make those phone calls first. So I'm not going to tell you yes or no. I'm going to tell you what the facts are. Yes, there is risk. Two, inform yourself. There's a couple other things that you can do and make that happen. If I can give you any further information, call us at the office. Don't send a note to my website. Just call, and one of my doctors will get back to you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Rizzo.
John, you're more than welcome. Good luck. Let us know what's going on. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. This has been an interesting program. You know, I feel badly. Unfortunately, we do things that sometimes make things worse when it comes to diagnostics, and we have to make sure that we're very careful. My guest in studio, Dr. Jerry Cowart, he will be presenting a very interesting topic this Wednesday evening on that brain-body connection and all those things that cannot work properly when that signaling is impaired. And that signaling is often impaired simply because the spine is misaligned in a way that it's causing a stretch, a compression, or irritation neurologically on the cord or the peripheral nerves that go to its target. You need to attend. Go to RozelleCare.com or call 703-698-7117. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday, high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you around the country, you know the math. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that very much. And those of you who are on the armed service, first, we appreciate your service. Thank you so much for keeping us the way we are and, you know, allowing us to continue this experiment called the United States of America. So having said that, I want you to know something. We do this program for you. We do this program to enlighten you. We do this program to challenge you. We do this program to provoke you. So you go out and you get the data. Remember, I've said repetitively, don't ever, ever fully believe anything unless you do your own homework. My job is to get you to do that homework. My job is to give you the data, and you can double check it, and you can call us, and we'll give you more information to check out. That's why we do this. My guest in studio today, Dr. Jerry Cowart. He's got a heck of a presentation for you this Wednesday evening, the 7th. It's on how the brain communicates with the body, brain-body connection, and what interferes with it, particularly structurally, why things don't work the way they're supposed to and why nobody can find it. You know, Dr. Cowart, I'm going to ask you that question, and I'm going to ask you the other question is, what are you going to cover this Wednesday evening? But why is it that the traditional medical community, when we talk about spinal lesion, or we call in our profession spinal subluxation, why is it that there's such a controversy and they can't find it?
I believe a lot of that comes from their mindset of like locality. So someone comes in, like we talked about at the very beginning, with hand pain, they want to look at the hand because that's where the patient's complaining of. And with them constantly like going through patients, give them drugs, give them surgeries, they don't take the time to look at the bigger picture. Where does everything that innervate the hand come from? The spine, the neck. And it just gets overlooked.
You know, what I want people to understand is the spinal column, the cord, is like a big coaxial cable. And when the cord comes off the brain, it crosses. 80% of the fibers from the left side of the brain go to the right side of the body, and so forth from the right side of the brain to the left side of the body. 20% go straight down. Mm-hmm. So when you have an irritation of any of the fibers of this big cord, this coaxial cable, now we can have symptoms. And you always want to go as far up into the nervous system to find it, because the brain also is a recording device.
Right.
It remembers injury.
Right.
And embeds it, and it causes a recidivistic action. And those are the things that you look at as a doctor. So my next question to you is this. This Wednesday evening, when you are sitting there and telling patients, what are you going to cover? Why should they attend? What's going to be the impact? What are they going to go home with?
So they're going to go home with a full understanding of how bigger the picture their issues could be. Again, we're talking about that brain-body connection of if you've got that low back pain or if you've got that ankle pain, where is it actually coming from? Where are all your options that it could be coming from? And getting the whole bigger picture that it's more than just your ankle pain. It's more than just your low back pain. It's way bigger than that. And it's going to have an effect on everything else in your body, like your digestion and things of that nature. You're going to get the full bigger picture of what's going on, where did it come from, and what else could it be affecting or will affect in the future if left unresolved.
You know, it's so important to really understand how this intimacy, the intricacy of this physicality that we call the human body actually operates, because it's not just, you know, my big toe hurts, or it's not just my left elbow hurts, or it's not right. Just that, you know, I feel sore all over. You have to go to the understanding of what were the triggers, what it causes. And, you know, often, you know, we're eating things that we shouldn't be eating or taking drugs that we shouldn't be taking. I'll give you an example. Many of our patients, many of our listeners are taking statins, cholesterol-lowering drugs. In my opinion, the majority of them probably aren't necessary. But right. Nevertheless, those statins have side effects. And one of the side effects is deep, profound, whole-body muscle pain.
Absolutely.
And subsequently, you know, they go into the doctor, and the doctor says, well, that's just the side effect, but you have to take the drug. So the question becomes, how come? Well, one of the triggering mechanisms is something, coenzyme Q10, but we could spend the whole program on that. But at the end of the day, it's also depleting brain function. And when it depletes brain function, it's causing that recidivistic loop and causing other systems not to work.
Absolutely, yes.
So you end up with these subluxations, these spinal lesions, these fail-safes, if you will, that now cause their own issues. And this is going to be an exciting program. It's one that, you know, I'll say this. I've cut my teeth on it for 43 years. This is the understanding that we have when it comes to how the body functions, how the body works. It's important that we understand the triggering mechanisms, because otherwise you fix nothing. We're coming up to that part of the program where I have to say to you, well, you know, we'll see you next week, and please, please inform yourself. I love you all. See you next time. Bye.